welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
I'm here with Marco Mejía from English Pod.
Hello, what's up?
With Jenny.
Hello, hola.
And Liliana.
Hola.
And myself, Leonardo. And we're here to talk again about lessons coming this week.
We also have news.
Of course, we always have news. Well, let's start with the lessons. On Monday, we have an advanced lesson, and it's Los Derechos de los Animales. Since Lily has become a vegetarian, she's always talking about this. So, Lily, what is this lesson about?
No, I'm not always talking about this. Don't lie.
Animals have no soul.
No, don't lie. No, anyway, I thought it was a good topic. It's very polemic because a lot of people are like for and against. And
yeah.
I think that, for example, the ones from PETA, it's PETA, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they're a little bit out there.
What,
you know?
PETA? Who? What?
It's a protection agency,
yeah.
And they've done a lot of like great work, and their campaigns are like very visual. They get like these big movie stars being naked with fur or something like that. I mean, they can be sometimes a little too much.
Oh, I think I've seen it.
Yeah. But anyway, this is a lesson that talks about like animal rights. It's about both types of points of views, you know,
yeah.
Like the one that is like for and the one that is saying like, oh, it's too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Jenny? Are you vegetarian?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Are you serious? Are you vegetarian, Liliana?
Well, it's called pescatarian.
Oh.
They have a term for it.
They do. They have a term.
It's a serious illness.
It's not an illness.
I suffer from pescatarianism.
Shut up.
I'm not a vegetarian person, but I do support the animals' rights. I think they should be protected. Even also, like, we should have a balance between animal rights and human rights. Mm-hmm. So, which is very important too.
You know, it's kind of creepy, that whole urban legend about, you know, chickens for Kentucky Fried Chicken, that they're headless. They're just like bodies, and they like they're alive, but they like stuff them with food and hormones, so they grow like in within 3 weeks.
That's such a
urban legend.
Seriously,
no, that's
like
true.
Urban legend.
That's it's
true. But they do grow like at an accelerated rate, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, because if you notice, like, have you ever eaten a chicken, like a chicken from the countryside, right?
Yeah.
The bones are like hard and everything. But when you have bones from Kentucky Fried Chicken and you bite down, they're kind of like.
They're
rubbery.
Elastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like baby bones.
Ay, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
You should, seriously, there's this video in YouTube that is called Meet Your Meat. And it's really good. And basically, you get this, you see the chickens. It's so disturbing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That didn't make me vegetarian, though.
You saw it?
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, but you didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw it.
All the way? Because I did send you the link.
Yeah, I saw it all. It is really disturbing.
And you still eat?
Well, it's nature, you know. The bigger animal kills the smaller animals, and that's it.
Yeah, and you're a big animal, don't you?
All right. On Wednesday, we have an intermediate lesson, and that's crash a party.
To crash a party?
Yeah, Marco knows a lot about this, too.
I crash every party I can.
We know, Marco, we know.
Because people forget to send out my invitations.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we forget, that's it.
I'm changing addresses constantly, so I just imagine that I got invited.
You know, that's a very Latino thing. Latinos, just crash parties.
Yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
don't care.
I think
and you don't care even how many person are invited. I mean, they invite only you, and you come
with
all the family. That is not a problem for us.
That's it. Like, we don't crash parties like if we don't know somebody at the party or if somebody doesn't take us there.
Yeah. But, I mean, how many times have you been? I've been even to weddings, you know?
People that you don't even know.
Never seen them in my life. And you're like, oh, congratulations. They're like, who are you?
Yeah.
That's very Latino.
It is.
But if you do it with, like, American people, oh, man.
They get a little bit angry.
Yeah, they do.
Well, because, you know, it's logical. They calculate the amount of food, or like if you're invited to a party, you know, drinks and stuff for a certain amount of people, and
you know but that's the thing, Latinos, we always calculate. Like, it would say, okay, we're gonna buy 30, let's calculate for 60.
Yeah.
And you just do.
But it's not only talking about how many people, also talking about the time. Because when I arrived, when I was in Miami, somebody asked me, okay, could you come to our birthday party? It's going to be at 12 o'clock. We went there at 12 o'clock. And then they said, oh, you arrive on time. Yes, you said 12 o'clock. And you said, yes, but the real time, it's 2 o'clock. So, sorry, we say that because the people are always
that's
late.
That's true.
Yeah, that is very Cuban.
You need a margin.
Yeah. All right, so on Friday, we have an upper intermediate lesson, and that's travel advice. So I guess it's about traveling.
It's about traveling and about all this H&A.
Swine flu?
Yeah,
swine flu.
Well, it's not swine flu anymore.
Oh, it's not?
No.
What's it called now?
H1N1.
But it's swine flu.
AKA swine flu, right?
Yes, but people don't say swine flu anymore.
Because Why? They refuse to eat and to buy pork and because
exactly,
they were very
because
afraid
of
about
the,
that.
Of the pork industry. Mm. They were so like big on all this lobbying, so yeah. They took it out. There were places that were starting to call it Mexican flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God.
Well, that happened the same thing with the Spanish influenza, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What does H1N1 mean?
Stand for? I don't know.
Hydrogenous, nitrogenous.
That's not true, Leo. You're making it up.
Mentiroso.
Yeah, what is AH1? It sounds like a steak
That's
sauce.
A question of the week.
Yeah.
If you what find is? It out, you're going to get a 1 month free premium subscription to Spanish Blood.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a steak sauce called A1 steak sauce.
Mm, yeah, so I know.
Might
I
be
know.
Related.
Maybe it's related. Same.
Yeah, right.
All right. Also, we just published a Del Taco al Tango about Mexicanismos, mm-hmm. and this show talks about all this slang, all the special words we use only in Mexico. So Jenny and Marco don't even understand this.
I understand. Half of it. Hanging out with you guys have actually made me understand a lot more of the slang.
Yeah, you even talk like a Mexican sometimes.
I do. Now. It's contagious. Mm-hmm. I kind of pick up words and accents of the places I go to. That's why I can do a couple of accents like that. When I'm in Argentina, I told you, I'm there for three hours and I'm already like, che, boludo. Yeah.
I love Mexican accent. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
Beautiful, yes.
So, we love Cuban accent, actually.
Yeah,
I can't do the Cuban one yet, so I gotta work on it.
It's easy.
I think it's hard. I am Boman.
Oye, chico, que ya viene el arroz con gris, weón.
We speak fast.
We
speak very fast.
Yeah,
you guys speak so fast.
Mm.
Like, I used to have a Cuban teacher in gymnastics. I used to do gymnastics when I was young. I wouldn't understand what he said. He's like,
you know, but that won't happen with me because I used to teach Spanish, so I should speak very slowly. And then when I go to visit my family and my relative in Cuba, they listen to me speaking like a como están, something like that, very normal way. And they say, what is going on with you, Jenny?
Pero qué le pasa a usted, chica?
Pero qué te pasa, qué rápido, qué despacio.
All right, so if you want to learn more about Mexicanismos, come and listen to Del Taco al Tango. Also, we want to talk a little bit about, we have some problems with the lessons this week. We're changing a little bit our background system on how we publish lessons for us to be easier to like upload all the content and relate it to what we do and stuff. We are terribly sorry about what's going on. We're working on it. We're trying to make it better.
Actually, right now they're working on it. And guys, I understand your frustration. I completely understand it because I share it with you. I've been dealing with this problem like nonstop every day. So we are working on the audio reviews. We're working on the vocab in all the audio files. So it's not, don't think that this is like screw ups of us not checking. Actually, it's as Leo said, it's the whole system.
It's the tech monkeys. We changed tech monkeys.
Yeah.
Tech monkeys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have the monkeys there and the steam engine rolling.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually do.
Anyway, so just bear with us and we're going to fix it, okay?
Please forgive us.
But we do have good news too.
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Actually, you might have heard it already because we published a new show, actually.
Yes.
And it's called
Oye, ¿cómo va?
Mi ritmo.
Bueno, music. Music show.
Yeah, it's our new music show where Liliana, Jenny, and I, we were talking about this song from Juanes. It's pretty cool because we take part of the song and we translate it and we let you know what's the song actually talking about. Because sometimes we listen to these foreign language songs and we sing it and dance it and we don't even know what it says.
What is this about?
You know, I
love it when my friends, they would hear a song in English and they don't know what's it saying. So they would do something like, Remember a smooth operator?
Yeah.
They would do like, Embusa Pereira. Embusa Pereira.
I totally do that. I used to do that a lot. Like, for example, beat it.
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying beat it, I will say, tire, like tire. Can you believe that? So, yeah, that's why we're doing it.
All right, so to avoid this from happening with English speakers with Spanish songs, we're going to translate.
Yeah, so it's going to be the song of Juanes, Adiós Le Pido.
Ah. Adiós Le Pido. So I won't sing it. Don't worry, guys. No,
don't
I won't
sing it.
Don't do it, Leo. Don't do it.
Marco, you're coming up with a show or not? We're waiting for you, man.
Yeah, well, after a popular demand from the users, like users such as Flynn and...
That's it.
And that's it. Thanks, Flynn. No, we're going to come out with the show. It's going to be called De Película.
De Película.
De Película.
De Película.
Okay, what does this actually mean? It's a name, but also it's an expression, right?
Right, it's an expression. So if something comes out right or if something was perfect, we say it was De Película. Like, oh, the wedding, la boda estuvo de película. So it was like, it was beautiful, it was perfect. It was just like in the movies.
Exactly.
Like Spanish part.
De película. So we're going to be looking at movies. Mm-hmm. Películas from not only original movies that are in Spanish, like Almodóvar, for example, but also we're going to be looking at dubbed films from English to Spanish. So maybe it'll be
that's
funny.
That's good too, because sometimes the users, I mean, sometimes people is used to watch this movie in English, so they already know what they're talking about. So if you translate it to Spanish, they can relate what they're listening to, what they already know, and it's easier to find out what they're saying. Right?
And it's interesting because dubbed films are dubbed in Spanish from Spain.
Oh, yeah.
But for Central and South America, they're dubbed in Spanish from Mexico.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's also interesting because you'll notice the difference with accents and something. So we'll do some fun stuff like that.
But you know what is funny, actually, in Spain, the same voice of Mel Gibson is the same guy.
Yeah, it's like,
and that's what he does for a living. You know?
It's like one guy. It's the same voice for Sylvester Stallone, Mel Gibson, Tom Cruise.
But it's so funny to like listen to Mel Gibson go, "Oh, jolines, pero qué pasa, tío? No sé qué."
So imagine talking to those guys. Like, so, what do you do for life? I'm the voice of Mel Gibson.
Wow.
It's funny. La voz de Mel Gibson, pues hombre. Hecho algo por un de profesión, tío.
That's terrible, man.
It'll be cool. We'll have fun with it, and we'll so you can suggest movies. We'll introduce some movies that are originally in Spanish, and we'll be looking at a lot of cool stuff.
Good news. Another good news. My birthday is coming this weekend, so you can send me a lot of gifts.
How old are you going to be?
I'm going to be 22.
Yeah. Liar!
Really? No.
You're like 42, man.
22 of like... being retired, 22 years of retirement.
No. You're going to be 27, aren't you?
Six, actually. 26.
26, all right.
I'm young and beautiful.
All right. Happy birthday, Chef Tabasco.
Yeah. It's actually today my birthday because we're recording it before. So happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Leo.
Bye.